Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Brenda Massanet of Bacalora Hill Brothers. She's the vice president in charge of human resources. And we're just talking how this business developed, one of these great stories where you start with, what was the investment, the initial investment in that huge truck?
I think it was either 200 or 250.
Okay.
He always mentions it's the money he got when he left the Army. I think they give them some sort of
Severance.
It was either 200 or 250. And I don't even know if he used all of it in the truck.
When did he have the first employee? Was it because usually you're your own business person, you do everything. And of course, from what you tell me, he still does everything.
Yeah, he's a one-man show, really.
But in terms of having his first employee, when did that happen? And
you know what? I don't know how long after that was, probably 1 or 2 years. He eventually decided he needed help. And he saw this guy around the neighborhood that had a bit of a alcohol problem, and he started to entice this guy with alcohol. You know, I shouldn't say that now, but he started promising this guy
una caneca de ron
really,
si hace tal cosa.
That was the way it worked.
Wow.
Exactly.
No, your father has great stories. That's one of the great ones.
He does. He started, you know, I need help. If you help me, I'll buy you so many beers or whatever it was that was he drank at that time. And eventually, my dad is, you know, he doesn't like alcohol. He barely consumes any alcohol whatsoever. So one of his goals after that was to make that guy sober.
Uh-huh.
And to this day, he still works with us. He's, he's already semi-retired. Great guy. We love him. And he became my father's first helper, first of all. And then his first trucker. Aside from himself,
right.
Eventually, this person he had one truck, and my dad had another one. Then many years later, and he inherited that route, the East Coast route.
Okay.
Nowadays, he's our messenger. He's older, so he cannot deal with it.
How old is he? More or less,
I think
ballpark.
I think he's close to 80, but I don't know.
Your father is about 72, you said?
My dad is 72. He just turned 72 a couple of months ago.
And as you say, he's exceedingly active. And
oh,
as far
definitely.
As you can see, we'll be here to the end.
He looks much younger than what he is, and he's in great shape. And sometimes we need to move something around the office, and he's the one who does it. Thank God.
another great story in terms of your father and involvement. Basically, you've said in terms of having an office, he rejected having an office. And tell us the story about his refusal to have an office and how that the turmoil and conflict that has created.
Yeah, I started working here in Hill Brothers about 16 years ago, officially. Since it's a family company, I have always worked here.
But when you said from 5 years
five
old, you
or
were
six.
Doing
even yeah, since I remember when I was very little, I remember my mom used to make me make those rolls of coins. I would come from school. She would, I would do the homework and then come here, help me.
Uh-huh.
And I had all these chores, which I hated because they were, very boring, like putting all those little, the dimes in rolls and all the quarters. Yeah. And like that, many other chores.
And it's not your mother has always worked.
She has always worked here, and she still does as well. I won't tell you her age because she will get mad at me. But she works here.
She's
as
probably
well.
About 40.
Yeah, she is. That would mean I'm how much? How old? No. But she still works here. But when I started working here about 16 years ago, one of the things that used to nag us was that my dad didn't have an office. And he will take our offices on our desk all the time. So we will come, like today, when you came visit me, he will, I will come to my office with you, and I will find him in my desk, in my seat, using my phone, and I will have to stand there waiting for him to leave so I could half my visitor.
A man without an office, but a man with a lot of offices.
Yeah, he has all the offices, as well as all the pens. Another
but
big...
This was what do you think? This was a philosophical thing that he had, or why would he not have a desk?
I don't know. I think a bit of a combination. My dad is not the typical executive. I wouldn't even call him that. And I don't think he would call himself that.
Right.
He uses his title as a president just because he has to sometimes to sign documents. This is his baby. He's the owner. But then we had to build him sort of an office. He doesn't even have an office now. He shares an office with four other people. He has a desk.
Right. But he was way ahead of the time because now the open city, the open offices, Hewlett Packard, the general manager.
We could say he was a visionary then.
But he's also, I think you mentioned he doesn't consider himself an officer or the boss. He considers just one of the employees doing work with everybody
Definitely.
Else.
He cannot stay still. And I think that may have been one of the reasons he didn't want an office.
Would separate him from everybody else and
definitely.
Make him different, and maybe that's the
he's always around in the floor. He's if he has to get on a forklift and drive a forklift, he will do it. He doesn't do it as often anymore because of knee issues, but he does. He takes he will grab a broom and he will sweep the floor. He will, if someone is carrying something, he will go and carry it for him. So he's one more of the employees, and I think that's one of his of the areas that has made him successful. Right. I think the employees respect that enormously.
And when does the transition from this one person called, what's the name of the person that the first
employee? Don Quique. His name is Miguel Encarnacion.
Okay,
we call him Don Quique.
Don Quique. So, and your father's probably not called. They don't call him Don. Do they call him Don?
Some of the employees call him Don Cecilio. I think many of the employees, even employees that are his age, think of him as a father figure, and that's why many of them call him Don Cecilio. Hmm. Funny enough, the younger generation calls him Cecilio.
Yeah,
and I think it's a matter of how we...
That's just... We've lost the dog
lost
in that respect.
A lot. So they're Don Cecilio and Doña Emma.
Moving from that one person and the truck, almost a gypsy kind of life, to then establishing the operation where you have a distribution center. I know this grew very slowly, but when did that...
Eventually, my dad figured out that it was better for him to have product in a specific facility than having to go to the port every day to buy. So we used to live in the Hill Brothers neighborhood, what we call Parcelas Hill Brothers in Rio Piedras. That's where the name of the company comes from.
Right.
So it was one of those typical houses with pilotes. They're on feet.
Right.
And so he would put the merchandise underneath the structure of the actual house.
Right.
So I remember my mom, turning on the TV for me, making me Jiffy popcorn, really, and putting Sesame Street, and she would come downstairs to help him.
Right.
So eventually he needed more people. He needed an accountant who still works with us. Don Esteban has been with us for, 38, 39
years. Once you join
this
company, you're here for life.
Well, I can tell you, definitely. Yeah. I can tell you, for example, that I shouldn't say this, but I'm 41 years old, and Don Quique was here already. And the day my mom came from the hospital with me, one of the first things my dad said was, Don Quique hasn't eaten, you need to make him food. So that was how important and how integrated the business was with the family. But then, late 70s, the business was too big. People had started coming to our house or to the bottom of our house where my dad had set up one of those offices made of four wooden panels. And we hired someone, Don Gilberto, who unfortunately died many years back. And he was the one who would charge people because then people would start buying from us in our facilities. It just became too loud for the neighborhood. We had great neighbors, But you know, that was their house, and you had trucks lining up in the morning at 5 a.m. in the morning. So eventually my dad had to decide to move out of there and move into more of a commercial facility. And then in 78, we found this space where we are at now in Trujillo Alto.
Very good. Well, let's take a break. I'm with Brenda Massanet, of Vice President of Empacadora Hill Brothers. Okay. We'll be right back after the break.